But this time I would like to study with you Jun Doshi of Shobo Endo. Regulations for the auxiliary crowd hall. Title of Shobo Endo is Jun Doshi in Japanese. Here, translation says regulation for the auxiliary crowd hall. Crowd hall means zazen hall. Zazen hall. In Japanese, we say ju un do shiki. Ju means double. Probably when Dogen Zenji was alive, many people came to his zendo and practice with him. So probably there were double zendos, double zazen halls. First zendo is called zendo. Front zendo, front hall, literally means. Another zendo is called godo, rear hall, rear zazen hall. So front zendo and rear zendo. And the head of the front zendo is the sedo, as a position of the sedo, head of the front zendo is the sedo, we say, and the head of the rear zendo is the godo. In San Francisco, we say godo. We have a position named godo. That is the head of the zendo, head of the rear zendo. So anyway, sedo is used now in a different way. In the age monastery, sedo is a pretty high position next to the vice abbot. And take very big responsibility for teaching the monks. Pretty often in the abbot place. He is a person invited out of the monastery. So, but in ancient times, sedo position was the head of the front zendo, which was exactly the same position as the godo position, head of the rear zendo. So anyway, that is a double. Undo means cloud means the name, another name of the monks. We say Unsi, cloud and water. Buddha is another name of monk. So the Undo, crowd hall means the hall for monk, the monk. That's why we say Undo, Undo. Well, now mainly we say Sodo, so means monk, the monk's hall. So Sodo, Undo, Zendo, many names. But here, Dogen Zenji is the Undo. So double Undo. Shiki, Ju Undo Shiki, means regulations. So the translation here says regulation for the auxiliary. Cloud hall. But sorry. Okay. And first Dogen Zenji says those who have way seeking mind and wish to abandon fame and profit should enter. Those who are half-hearted and lack sincerity shouldn't enter. If the entry is a mistake, after some consideration, they may be asked to leave. When the way-seeking mind is aroused inwardly, there is immediately freedom from fame and profit. In the vastness of billions of the worlds, two heirs, H-E-I-R-S. Two heirs who have been entrusted with the Dharma are rare. In spite of the long history of our country, you should make the true heirs the true thoughts. Having compassion for later generations by giving emphasis to the present. So, first, those who have way-seeking mind and wish to abandon fame and profit should enter. Those who are half-hearted and lack sincerity shouldn't enter. If the entry is a mistake, after some consideration, they may be asked to leave. So, first of all, we need a way-seeking mind. If you don't have a way-seeking mind, Dogen emphasizes not to allow you to enter to Zendo. So the way-seeking mind is most important. Well, not only the religious practice, whatever you do, generally speaking, maybe the way-seeking mind is intention or will, your will. Your will, your intention. If you don't have your will or aspiration about this, aspiration, quite different, but between aspiration and will, or intention is different, but anyway, aspiration or intention or will. Without aspiration, you cannot do anything. But in religion, aspiration is called the way-seeking mind, which is little different from the usual aspiration or will or intention, because The awakening mind is mind must go. The awakening mind must go. Not in the world of give and take. Give and take. Anyway, but in the world of no merit, and in the world of emptiness. Nevertheless, you have to keep your aspirations on and on, constantly, under all circumstances. So that's why it's a little hard. But a usual aspiration is kind of one of the human desires to accomplish something for getting certain fame, rich, well, many things. So in order to satisfy your desire. So very naturally, it's pretty easy to get the aspiration because you can see the result. So it's easy for us to push a button, so-called aspiration or desire, as a cause, and then you can get the result. Clear, you know. So just the aspiration, usual aspiration or will or intention is just like slot machine. You know, the slot machine and the mechanical vending machine. You know that? If you go to Japan, there are many slot machines everywhere. At the platform, at the corner of the street, by the standing of a newspaper, magazine, and wherever you may go in Japan, you can get the 7-Up and sake and hot noodles and hot sakes, cold sakes, and magazines. Many kind of magazines, so everywhere. So it's all slot machine there. Then you put the dime or the quarters, and then you can get. If you push a button, you immediately get. But the problem is, you don't know what's going on inside. The inside is completely black box. You understand black box? Black box is complete internal machine mechanism is completely hidden and mysterious to user. So the more human world is civilized by mechanism, okay, technology, the more human life becomes convenient. And you can get the better life, but your life becomes black box, just like a slot machine. Pretty easy. Do you understand? At that time, it's not necessary to know carefully what's going on the inside of the internal mechanism of the life. Just push a button, and you can get it. It's free. And then that is so-called intellectual way of life, you know, systematically. There is a cause and the effect. So if you have a cause, very naturally, result comes up. And then that results in influencing A, B, C, D constantly, finally it's gone. Do you understand? That the teaching of the cause and the effect is very flat. Mm-hmm. Very flat. means just like a water lily, if you throw the pebbles in the ocean, you can make a water lily, and water lily is going, but finally it disappears. So one cause creates lots of things, it is influencing the activity of the one pebble, influencing many water lilies, but finally that influence is disappears. That is our intellectual sense. But recently, more than 10 years ago, in the human society, we realized that the cause and the effect is not operating in the big flat world, in other words, if you do something as a cause, and then you can create a result, but simultaneously that result comes back to the cause. So that is called, what would you call this study? Do you know that? Study? Everything is going. Do you know that? No. Everything is coming back, connected. Almost 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, well, already that study, science, we have already that science for many, many years, but we didn't pay attention to it. And then recently we pay attention to how important it is, because, you know, in the oceans, micro creatures, micro creatures, all sentient beings anywhere connected. Ecology, yes, it is. Ecology, I think. So we realize, wow, the understanding of the cause and the effect which we had is not right. So very naturally we should pay attention to the ecology. We're thinking carefully how all sentient beings connect. So, that means that's why I mentioned before in the ancient time, intellectually we thought we understood that the cause and the effect in a flat way, just like one line, straight line. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You throw the pebbles in the ocean and you influence somebody in the summer, another one, A, B, C, D, E, and finally influences disappear. Never come back. It's just go. Do you understand? But recently we realized, no, it's not right. Influencing constantly, but finally, sooner or later, we don't know when, but sooner or later it comes back to the origin. And that is ecology. But certain idea, basic idea of slot machine is based on understanding of the cause and the effect in the front world. You don't know. If you just all you have to do is just throw the pebbles, push a button, and then by your aspiration and desires. You know, very naturally you can get any money and the fame and the positions, and why don't you do it? Just push a button. That is the basic idea of a slot machine. Do you understand? That is also, if you use your usual the idea of aspiration or desire, very naturally you can live like this. just like a sub machine. Push a button and you get something. If you don't get, don't push a button. This is very common. And also, recently, in Buddhist Mitra, that is all Buddhist teaching. In the Buddhist teaching, the cause and the effect becomes one simultaneously. So, cause is a cause, but simultaneously, cause becomes result. So that is an interesting teaching, but you don't understand. But in the science, we realize this one. Do you understand that one? For instance, I don't know the computer. But recently, anyway, whatever you do, always computer there. So it's not necessary to have a driver or, for say, a pilot, and you know, when you want to drive the ship, you know, battleship, and you should put the computer there, you know. And then only one person in 100 who handles the computer and push a button, and then simultaneously the ship start to operate. So, computer. Anyway, gives you lots of output, you know. But if a computer gives always an output, you know, that's it. No, you can't drive the ship in that way. Just give the output from the computer. And to operate, in order to operate the ship. Is that enough? What do you need more? What do you think?
Input.
Input, yes. Input. If you have output simultaneously, you need input anyway. And then how can you get the input? For instance, in order to drive a ship, what happens around the ship? Not only the operator engine, you know. There are lots of things and they around many kinds of circumstances around the ship. What does computer do? What must computer do anyway? Do you understand? What? First, computer has to make the ship operate next. What? By output, and then how do you use the output? Do you understand? Say something about it. That you are
keep track of the circumstances. Computer keeps track of the changing variables, you know.
Great. Yes, that's true. For instance?
Weather?
Sure. And other ships? Sure.
Destination?
Right, but the destination is constantly you have to keep, you have to direct, you know, you have to direct the ship to a certain direction that you want to go, you know, do you understand? So before you know the direction, before you direct the ship to a certain direction you want to go, the computer has to do many things. The computer gives you output, and then how do you use the output? That is getting the information of circumstances, change of the circumstances. So-called weather, waves, wind, you know, many things. Do you understand? And wind is always changed. Constantly, waves, victims. So we need a lot of information about those stuff. And then if a computer gets a lot of information of the change of the circumstances, and then that computer again, that information are called input. Okay? Simultaneously, that input turns into the output in order to what?
Ship go.
To where?
Wherever it's going.
Huh?
Wherever it's going.
In proper way, yes. Following the right route, you understand? Course, right course. Anyway, constantly, computer drivers have to keep the ship in the right course. You understand? For this, we need a lot of information, anyway. So from this point, the output is simultaneous output, but not only the output, just like a machine, no. Output simultaneously input. The input simultaneously is output. And then you have to use the output and getting the information as input, not to be input. And then always computer works like this. That's why a computer can drive, you know, ship, tank, train in San Francisco, train, many things. No driver, just a computer. Pretty interesting. Now we realize how important that is. Cause is not cause. Cause is cause, but simultaneously it's result. But already we, in Buddhism, 2,500 years ago, we already know that. But the science realized now and use it for our everyday life. But the Buddhism didn't work in everyday life. Just understanding human world in a universal perspective, and then how to take care of human life, how to take care of human world, not mechanically, not intellectually, practically. Buddhism always teaches for many, many years in that way. So, recently, science realized this and uses it. Okay? This principle of existence. This is a principle of existence, wherever you may go. So, aspiration is also, the religious aspiration is called the way seeking mind is just like a computer, okay? Or just like a battery of a car. Everyday life, I told you before, everyday schedule is kind of ignition, and fuel is your energy. Anyway, your energy is clean up. You have already energy, activity. You don't know where energy comes, but vitality, you have already vitality, given by universe. Anyway, that is your fuel. But your fuel must be burned, have ignition. You have to give a chance to let it work. Where? The opportunity, the time, the place. That is an everyday schedule. The opportunity you get up, this is the opportunity, this is the opportunity, this is the time you can burn your fuel. Without that place and time and opportunity, you never know how to burn, how to work, operate your energy. So everyday life, schedule is exactly like that. Get up, and when you use the toilet, discussion, this is our opportunity to burn new energy. And chant the verse and use it. And then, that is, anyway, schedule and fuel. Simultaneously, you need both work in smoothly. In smooth succession, for this, you need ignition, anyway. Ignition is your everyday life, ritual, form, that is ignition, alright? You understand? And then, without battery, you count if they don't work. Even though no matter how, no matter what good, anyway, schedule you have, or energy you have, if you don't have a battery, it doesn't make sense. So battery is, and for battery is, your increasing aspiration. And the way-seeking mind. And then this way-seeking mind is, as a battery, anyway, create a certain power to burn the fuel and to make the spark. Fuel and ignition operate together in peace and harmony. Okay? It's a battery, so called the way-seeking mind. Simultaneously, whole machine start work. Okay? This is called practice. Right? When you turn the ignition, immediately start work. Okay? And then whole car, anyway, starts smoothly, constantly, that is called enlightenment, anyway, without any problems, right? And then, that is called enlightenment, and then you can drive wherever, freeway, the street, countryside, wherever you may go, you can drive. This is nirvana, because you cannot keep the car operating, you cannot keep a car, you know, in your house after operating it. So you should, anyway, hear the cars operating with all sentient beings, freeways and peoples, other cars, weathers, anyway. Let it work every day. This is called nirvana. So, the way-seeking mind battery, simultaneously, whole machine start to work, you can start the engine. That is practice. Right? Simultaneously, whole machine start to move smoothly, start to move. That is enlightenment. Next, you have to share with all teaching men, this is nirvana. So Dogen Zenji mentions here in Shobo Genzo, he says, in the great way of Buddhas and ancestors, there is undoubtedly the supreme Joji. Joji is, Jo is a practice, Ji is a literally maintenance, preservation. So, Jyoti is to maintain, to preserve the practice, activity, action. But this action and activity is not kind of activity of that machine. It's really defined practice, defined human action. That is called practice, right? Practice. And this practice is something you have to manifest it with your body and mind simultaneously. You can get the output anyway. Output. put your energy. Anyway, you can get the energy from your activity. Simultaneously, that output turn into the impact, meaning you become Buddha. The Dogen Zenji mentions that Gyoji is Shakyamuni Buddha. Gyoji is simultaneous Shakyamuni. You don't believe this, but I told you anyway, cause and effect are simultaneously one. You have to understand this practice. Otherwise, your life doesn't work smoothly. So, Dogen Zenji mentioned, that's why Dogen Zenji mentions, there is undoubtedly the supreme Gyoji constantly anywhere we aspirate for, maintain, preserve that refined practice until you attain Buddhahood. Even after attainment, the attainment of the Buddhahood, you aspirate for, maintain, and preserve this practice, so-called Buddha practice, alright? So your practice, but simultaneously your practice must be Buddha's practice. According to the theory of existence based on the unity of cause and effect. Simultaneously. Otherwise, you cannot drive the ship of your life constantly to follow the right course. You have to get to the output to drive your life. That is your practice, anyway. Simultaneously, you have to get the lots of information from the circumstances. This is your study, anyway. Using your head and using your mind and the body, and also that is input, simultaneously this input turn into the output in order to keep the direction of your life in proper way. Do you understand? What is the direct course? That is what is the right course for your ship. This is called Buddha's course. Universal cause. And then you can really drive, you can really direct your ship anyway to go in appropriate course constantly. That is called spiritual security. Okay? Spiritual security. In order to, anyway, to operate your ship like this, first of all, anyway, you need a way to be mind. Your way to be mind is just like a computer. You need a computer. I don't know the computer exactly, but I can imagine what the computer is. I have no idea of computer. I have never lived. I have never read the information, explanation of computer. I don't know. I've never used also. But I can imagine. So that's why, anyway, the way to be mind is exactly the computer. So lots of work there. There is really original energy, powers to drive you, and then to direct your life in appropriate course. This is the way to be mind. And then he says, that is the Gyoji, we say. So there is undoubtedly the supreme Gyoji. That's why this is a supreme human action, because it is a cause, it is a your actions and a cause, but simultaneously that cause is your action as a result. When your actions turn into the result, well, that is a Buddhist result. Okay? That time, your action becomes supreme. Because you can drive pretty well. Okay? So So that's why he says the Supreme Yogi, which goes in circle without ceasing to exist, goes in circle, constantly in circle, ecological point of view. Anyway, it's going. The cause is simultaneously resolved. Anyway, it's going, exists. That's what are they going? That is called, I told you before, body, mind, practice, enlightenment, nirvana, do not fall out with each other even for a moment. That's why body, mind, as a computer, the sound work is simultaneously, your engine can start to operate. Next, that is called enlightenment as a practice, and also enlightenment is to make your whole machine operate smoothly. If this is enlightenment, next you should share your engines in the with all sentient beings. That is nirvana. Driving a car. Driving a ship. So, and then this nirvana is to get a lot of information from the outside, circumstances, the seaways, waves, weather, and then put it into computer. That is input. That is simultaneously this computer gives output again. This is so-called the way-seeking mind. So way-seeking mind, practice, enlightenment, nirvana, goes in circles, constantly, without ceasing to exist, even for a moment. This is the rest of Georgie. Rest of Georgie? Greek, I am told now. Greek. W-R-E-A-C-H. Greek. Of Georgie. Do you understand Greek? This is a ring, circle. Okay? Completely, no one, that the reef is something, is not something that they made by somebody or something. It's a kind of a principle. Okay? Principle of existence. So, no excuse for everyone. If you ignore this, principles, you cannot drive a ship, anyway. So, this is what is called the reef of Georgie. Therefore, they are operative not by one's compulsion or other's compulsion, but they are of the undefiled Georgie. So, constantly it's going. Regardless of whether you like or not, it's going. So all you have to do is, you have to know it. Okay? You have to know it. That is internal mechanism. Alright? Internal mechanism. You have to know this. But we don't know this. Our life is just like a black box. We don't know what internal mechanism is. We have to know, because this is already there, this modern science already shows us. But a spiritual life is very vague, that's why even though... The final Dogen Zen says they are operative, way-seeking mind, practice, enlightenment, nirvana, our goals in circle. This is not something by your entire compulsion or others' compulsion. Nobody asks you to force you to do it. before that, completely beyond that. Everyone is walking right in the middle of there. So you have to know it. That is internal mechanism of human life. But we always ignore only the internal mechanism and just use the human desire, so-called the button, slot machine, push a button and get the result. That's it. This is comes handy and simple. And very naturally, you can get a lot of things and profit, etc. But you cannot do it in that way. Of course, it's all right to do, but you have to know what's going inside, right? Even though in the beginning as a cause, you can operate your ship, and if you don't collect the information from outside circumstances, from the circumstances, your conditions of your body and the mind, your computer doesn't work. So constantly you have to get the output simultaneously, you have to use it for collecting the information, the knowing what's going on there. This is a principle of internal mechanism. For this, anyway, how to use the desire intention? It is a big question. That's why we call it the way-seeking mind. It's a big human world, universe. You have to keep your eyes open to see not only the cause and the effect world. The world of cause and effect is just like a slot machine. You should know the huge world. And then you should know how internal mechanism of the universe is going. That's a lot of job, project here. It's not so simple. So that's why, if you know this, very naturally there is no space. Leisure to get to enjoy the fame and the rich and the service, because constantly you have to operate your computers, constantly output, input, output, input, and you're learning many things. And constantly all you have to do is keep your right goal in the right course. Constantly you have to do it. This is your life. This is called body mind anyway. There is no chance to play with fame and rich in itself. That's why Dogen Zenji mentions here those who have way-seeking mind and wish to abandon fame and profit. If you do it, very naturally fame and profit drops off because no space, no chance. Meanwhile, you have to constantly keep your life in the appropriate course. It makes you busy anyway. That's why next paragraph he said, when the way-seeking mind is aroused inwardly, there is immediately freedom from fame and profit. It's very true. Those who are half-hearted and lack sincerity shouldn't enter. Well, of course. So you can enter into the Zendo a person selected, okay, among many all sentient beings. You are selected person. Okay? So you are great. Selected person. You are Buddha. But still, sift sitter, still move, going move. You are confined to this vendor, but fist is still moving, so you don't know how many people are left among those. Maybe one in the future. Maybe one, maybe not. Do you understand? Even though, well, I tell you this one, in your, for your future, in a long, how many months or priests and I make and you say, Kajin, you are lucky, lots of your disciples and students. Well, in a sense, I am lucky, but I don't think I am lucky. Because still shift is moving. I don't know how many months are left. Do you understand? Maybe not. Look at my teacher, I told you before. My teacher had 10 months, 10 disciples. Completely not. He really disappointed. He was really disappointed. 10 months, 10 disciples. And completely not. Because constantly is shifted. So you cannot say, oh, I become a priest. That's it. I don't think so. You have to still keep going. You have to still keep your life in the right course. Getting the information, etc. Anyway, you have to output and input and constantly, you should keep your life in right course. Because safety is always moving, that means a change of the world. So, immediately, you are shifted. Maybe one person will be left. Maybe not. Remember this, right? Do you understand? Even though this is this vendor and countryside in the whole church and Ganshwati in the city, and I don't know whether these staff will be there or not. Still sitting. So we have to, all of us, anyway, if you are selected among the all sentient beings, that is opportunity. Great opportunity we call N. N means the condition. Or opportunity or time you have got. Right now, right here. That is most important for us. And then you should anyway burn your energies. Okay? That is the output anyway. Simultaneously you have to put the energies to form engines, the operation of the engines. Anyway, you have to charge batteries constantly. Did you think so? You cannot always use the batteries without input. So you have to use the battery simultaneously, you have to charge. Okay? This is input-output. And then simultaneously, whole engines start work. So if you get, anyway, this opportunity to practice, anyway, get use this opportunity fully. How? Input-output. Cause, effect, simultaneously working. Spiritually, it is called you are Buddha. Spiritually, your actions, your practice is simultaneously Buddha Shakyamuni, alright? If you don't, your practice is just your practice. And finally, you are exhausted. Because you constantly get output, that's it. You know? You don't know the input. But your practice is your practice, using your energy. But if you use the energy, then simultaneously you have to charge your energy anyway. How to charge your battery? Not your intention. That is the universe. Universal energy. Spiritually called, you are Shakyamuni Buddha. Because Shakyamuni Buddha is cause and you are effect. The cause and the effect simultaneously one. This is our practice. Okay? That's why Dogen Zenji mentions here, the first four, you need the way-seeking mind, right? So, when the second paragraph says, those who are half-hearted and lack sincerity shouldn't enter, because you cannot do it. You cannot do anything without the way-seeking mind. If the entry is a mistake, after some consideration, they may be asked to leave. This is very kind. Anyway, careful consideration, and then they may be left. We may ask him or her to leave. But still, they are selected persons, so that's why we have to consider them carefully. Yes. Even though they don't have, they entered Zendo by mistake. Nevertheless, they are one of the persons, the selected persons. So we have to consider carefully. When the way-seeking mind is aroused in worldly, there is immediately freedom from fame and profit. And the vastness of the billions of the world, I told you before, I explained before this sentence, when the way-seeking mind is aroused in worldly, there is immediate freedom from fame and thought. I told you before. And the vastness of billions of the world, two heirs who have been entrusted with Dharma are rare. In spite of the long history of our country, you should make the true heirs the thoughts, having the compassion for later generations by giving emphasis to the present. Anyway, the true hearts are prettier. True heirs who have been transmitted, by the teacher, who is Shakyamuni Buddha. So, in particularly in Soto tradition, each ancestor is Shakyamuni Buddha. Okay, that is most important point in this tradition teaching. You are Shakyamuni Buddha. You are not the grandchild itself. But in time prophecy, you are grandchild. Simultaneously, you are not. According to the system teaching of input and output, is simultaneously your life is based on this. The teaching, anyway. No excuse. So you are, anyway, the grandchild, but simultaneously you are, anyway, ancestor. Buddha Shakyamuni. This is Dharma transmission. Okay? Dharma transmission. So if the teacher gives the Dharma transmission, this is exactly perfect proof. You are Buddha. You are Shakyamuni Buddha. You are not believer. You are not believer. You are Shakyamuni Buddha. that's why Dogen then says the two ears are aware. Even though in the Buddhism, there are lots of Buddhism at the schools of Buddhism, but it's very rare to keep the Buddha Dharma like this. In spite of the long history of our country, we should make the true air the sauce. This is the sauce of our teaching, of Buddha's teaching anyway. So we have to keep it, constantly preserve it, constantly. Having the compassion for the later generation by giving emphasis to the present, because in the present is fine, but the second generation, third generation, gradually Buddha teaching of Buddha Dharma is become, going to say, pretty weak. So, now we have to practice seriously and with sincerity, because this is a fourth generation, for future generation, because in the future generation, very naturally, Buddha Dharma getting the weak. This is very history, historically, you can know it. Found the age, fine. Second generation, a little bit shaky. Third generation, a little more. First generation, sometimes they change. That happens often. So that's why, in order to, anyway, keep the generation, future generation, to practice Buddha way with sincerity, anyway, you have to do practice with sincerity now. So that's why Dogen just mentions here, having the compassion. This is a compassion. Having the compassion for later generations by giving emphasis to the present. This is a verse, regulation of Zenma. So called 40 miles.